All right, here goes nothing. Oh my word, I am actually doing this, guys. I am officially adding one more thing to my plate, and I actually like it. It's so weird. It's so scary at the same time. The clothes is in the machine. I'm sitting here with conditioner in my hair under a shower cap. The kids are gone. Tico has the kids and I'm sitting here recording, and it's actually a very good day. It's a good day. This is the first ever episode of, I don't even know what to call this. I thought about the gift of gab because really that's such a neat name, but I'm not a talkative person, and that's what the gift of gab means, right? Isn't that what it means? But I thought about it in the sense of the gift of Gabrielle, because really that is neat, isn't it? That's just a wonderful play on words, the gift of gab. And then I was like, well, maybe that isn't so modest to be like the gift of gab, but I am a gift to you people, so I should say it, right? But yeah, right now it's called Gabrielle. And if you think there should be a different name, please tell me. I would be willing to change it. As long as it represents me, it represents what I want to share with you guys. And it's fun. You'll also notice that it is in the We Are the Baileys podcast as well. Because I thought about, do I need to start a whole new podcast just for me to share different things that are on my mind and on my heart? And I'm like, no, I don't think I need to, because I'm a part of We Are the Baileys, and I honestly don't think I'm going to be as super consistent as We Are the Baileys, because this just happens when it happens. So these nuggets are going to pop up when they pop up, and when they don't, we just pray that they will when there's time. But for right now, it's going to be here with We Are the Baileys, and oh, I'm so happy I'm actually doing this. Yeah, so tomorrow is actually my birthday. I am going to turn 29 tomorrow, and I just thought that I would share with you guys 9 things, because honestly I don't have time to write 29 things. I think I'll save like a full list for 30, so that's next year. So yeah, I thought I would share with you guys 9 things that I've learned this year. Well, 7 things I've learned this year, 2 things I definitely want to grow in. Well, if you add 7 and 2, you get 9. 2 and 9, 29. I guess that could be a play on numbers. I don't know. But first thing that I learned this year, is children are a gift. Children are a gift. Siblings are a gift. And motherhood is a gift. In full disclosure, I think there were different areas of shame and guilt when it came to having kids. And I don't even know how to explain this fully without going into different details. But when I was pregnant with Kalino, a part of me was a little bit ashamed and it was more shame than guilt. And throughout the 2 years, I think that was something I had to work through. And just this year, I recognized how much I've really loved being their mother. I really love having these boys, and I love the bond that they both share. And yeah, I think I'll probably have to go into further details into that whole thing about shame in a completely different episode. But this year has been freeing in that sense of absolutely loving this process and loving this journey and loving this place in life. The second thing I've learned this year is that time away is good for everyone. So yeah, I love them. I love my hubby. But time away is good for everyone. I got a chance to spend time away from them this year. it wasn't long, it wasn't anything too far, but it was really wonderful. And we've just found creative ways during the week to also give each other time away from just from the kids and from each other, to just give space so that we have the chance to think and to plan through and to work through different things that we're going through. So that's number two. Time away is good for everyone. The third thing I learned this year is that comparison is the thief of joy and gratitude stops it. You know, I'm sure most of you, you can see the effects of social media, and not even social media alone, but just looking at people around us, people who are making strides in different areas that we want to make strides in. It's so easy. There is just this fine line where we can move from looking at what's happening in their life to comparing ourselves and tearing our own selves down. And not recognizing that really we're doing completely different things, and that we need to be grateful for the things that we have and celebrate the things that they have, because we're in complete different spaces in life. So comparison is the thief of joy. Gratitude stops it. And something I do on probably a daily basis is just to say it out loud wherever I am. If I'm in this house and the boys are going crazy and I particularly feel like I'm about to lose my mind, I will just say it out loud. Thank you, Jesus, for these children. And I will tell them, I don't know if anybody else does this, but I verbally thank my kids. I will pull Kalino aside and I will hold him for a while just to keep him still too, and I will tell him, thank you for being a part of this family. And I'll say it to Kavika and I'll say it to Teiko, and my mind begins to think of different ways and different things that I've seen them do or have experienced with them recently. And it pulls you out of this area of thinking about everything in your life that isn't happening, and you think about the things that are happening in front of you. So that's just a trick that I use. The fourth thing I learned this year is that faithfulness in the mundane is rarely praised, but it is so needed. Faithfulness in the mundane is rarely praised. It's rarely spoken about, but it is so needed. I think also an effect of social media is that we can fall into the trap of thinking that life and every single part of our journey is always going to be on the highs. It's always going to be crazy and wonderful and awesome. So that when we fall into the mundane, and I don't even want to call the mundane the lows, because they aren't the lows, they're just the plains, they're just the normal everyday parts of life. When life falls into those places, we're like, oh, this isn't life, it isn't moving, it isn't happening. And it's rarely praised, it's rarely spoken about, but it is so needed, because so much growth happens in the mundane. And if I get caught in the trap of, oh, I remember what it was like traveling to all these places, then I will miss all of what's happening here and all of the growth that's taking place here and now. And yeah, I just want to encourage you, if you're listening to this and you feel like you're in this regular old mundane life, be faithful. Be faithful in it. The Lord is looking at your faithfulness in it, and it is a very crucial and an important part of your journey. So be faithful in the mundane. The fifth thing is you have something that the world needs. We started doing these podcasts, I don't know how long ago. And this is something that we've tried to do for a long time. And it's just been so encouraging to hear the feedback from others, just from the things that we've said and those who shared it. It's just been really encouraging to hear those. So the world needs something that you have. And that's something I learned this year, you know, how to step out of your comfort zone and just to share vulnerably with the world the things that you have to share with them. Number six, friendship in marriage is actually next level love. Yeah, hopefully that makes sense. But so, okay, context. I asked Teiko, I don't know how long ago, probably a couple months ago. Well, it was 2019. See, a whole new year. It was 2019. I asked him who was his best friend. And I thought he was going to say me. And he was like, oh, I don't think I have a best friend. And I wasn't gutted because I was just trying to figure out, like, who is your best friend? And from that conversation, the both of us just started talking, trying to figure out, like, do we have best friends? Who are our best friends kind of thing? And we're like, oh, maybe we're each other's best friends. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? But yeah, over this year, I guess with just having each other, our friendship has grown. And it's actually been really fun to be friends this year, to laugh at some things, to share different things with each other. And it's just a whole new expression of love. It really is just a whole new expression of love. And I'm happy that we've been able to experience that this year. The seventh thing I learned this year was that support sometimes comes from the places you least expect it. And I really do have this, there is this picture on Facebook. Can I put this in show notes? I don't know. But if I can, it will be there. And one part of it shows a person in a stadium all by themselves. And then on the other side, there's a full stadium and everybody's cheering in the stadium on that side. And on the top of the photo, it says support versus congratulations. And it's so true. Like, when you're going through different things, the support is usually small, but when you've accomplished a lot of things, the congratulations, like the celebration, is usually so big from all these different people who probably weren't around in the support phase when you needed them. And support this year really has come from some places that I least expected it. They've been consistent and they've just opened my mind to look to different places to find support. And yeah, just showed me not to be so narrow-minded about where you think help is going to come from. The last two aren't things that I learned this year, but they're things that I want to grow in. And the first one is definitely, I recognize I do need to grow in the area of mental health and self-talk. I need to grow in that area. I need to actually take it serious. I don't know if I just need to grow in that area. That's something I really do need to explore. And I think the last one would hinge on mental health and self-talk. And it's that I definitely do need to develop a better relationship with food. I think my relationship with food definitely hinges on mental health and self-talk. But those are two areas that I want to and need to grow in this year. So yeah, I think that's nine things. Those are nine things. Nine things that I'm thinking about. Seven I learned this year. Two I want to grow in. And I just want to say thank you guys for listening to this very, very first episode. I'm definitely going to be here to talk about the things that I'm learning, things that are just on my mind during these days. And I hope it will be a gift to you. I'm not calling this thing the gift of gab, but I do hope it will be a gift to you. And I do hope to share a lot on what I said in terms of celebrating the mundane, being faithful in the mundane era of our life, and not counting those eras out because they aren't as exciting and they aren't as fun as everything else that we want to look at, but knowing that in those areas of our life there is growth and there is a lot of transformation taking place. So Until next time, guys. Bye-bye.